Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Whether you are a first-time guest or a returning sipper, we are so glad to have you here. Today I want to talk about feeling good about being uncomfortable. I was listening to a Lil Wayne song earlier this week. Don't you ever get too comfortable. He sounded, you know, the song sounded way better than that. I think that was Babyface that sang that part. But either way, I was just thinking about, you know, his song, of course, was about a relationship and someone not getting too comfortable in the relationship because they could get left. Come on. But I thought about how sometimes in life, we can get comfortable in a place. Maybe it's a financial place. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it is just a way of being. You know, we've gotten into a little groove with the way that we respond to things or the way that we move in certain spaces. And because we're comfortable there, we don't want to shake anything up. Because shaking things up brings about change. And that change, whether it's good or bad in the end, it is still uncomfortable for a time while you adjust to what it is, right? And I think that's the point. Because I think that, okay, where you are now, comfortable. You know, even if it's uncomfortable in some aspect, it still could provide some level of comfort because you get used to it. Like, let's say you're living in a dysfunctional space right now. I tell you right now, there's been times in my life where I was living total dysfunction, a mess, but I had gotten so used to the mess and so used to the dysfunction that I got comfortable there. And if someone asked me, I would say, oh no, I want better. But I ain't really want better, child. I wanted, you know what I wanted? I wanted somebody to slide in and sprinkle better on me. I wanted someone to come in and wave a magic wand and boom, I've got better. But I really wasn't ready to let go of the dysfunction. I really wasn't ready to move out of the mess because I didn't know what the other side of that looked like. And even though this didn't feel good, the unknown space that was attached to whatever was next, oh no, I'd rather stay in what don't feel good. At least I know this pain. Come on. But as I've grown, what I've gotten to understand is that on the other side of whatever this discomfort is knowledge and wisdom. And with change, there is a season of gaining. Now, whether you're gaining monetary things, some financial things, whether you're just gaining a lesson, whether you're gaining a new network, whether you're gaining gainful employment, whether you're moving into a new house or a car, whatever your gain is, there is something to gain in every new space. So if we could just get through the tough part that is leaving where you're at. And again, this might not mean physically. I'm not telling you to get up and start walking, friend. Maybe that is your thing. But maybe it's just leaving where you're at mentally. Leaving where you're at with the way that you respond to things. Leaving where you're at with your habitual way that you take everything personal. Maybe it's just changing who you are in some aspect to leave that space and begin to cultivate something new. As you walk into that new thing, you're going to be met with lots of uncomfortable spaces. You're going to be met with challenges because maybe it's requiring you to be somebody different and that's uncomfortable. Maybe you're walking into areas where you don't know what's going on and we know that's uncomfortable. Maybe it's a season where you really can't rely on anything you have and you just have to trust what God is doing. And as much as we like to say, I trust you, Father, you know, that's uncomfortable too sometimes. But I just want to encourage you today. And let me say it again. Don't you ever get too comfortable. Because I think that when we get comfortable, we miss our blessings. I don't think that God meant for you to be the same person at 40 that you are at 20 and the same person at 60 that you are at 40. I think the point is to continue to grow. And I think that if you're listening to me right now and you're thinking, B, you talking to me? Because I think that all of us, you know, every single one of us right now are praying for something. And although we may be actively living inside of an old prayer, we're still asking God for something new. And whatever that new thing is, although God can do it and God will do it, there is still a part of this that is relying on you. And you might have to get uncomfortable. You might have to move out of that space. You might have to sweat a little. You might use muscles you didn't know existed and wake up in the morning like, oh, Lord, what is this? And you know, I'm speaking figuratively and literally here. I don't know what this new space will require of you, but what I do know is when you are trying to navigate next level blessings, you got to be a next level you. And that means you have to release the things of this level. You have to be okay walking into a space that you're not certain about. And you've got to put all of your faith in Christ. And then you have to do the work to get up and get going. And there may be seasons of drought, and there may be seasons of inclement weather, and there may be seasons of struggle and suffering and all kind of highs and lows, right? But in the end, you know that it's good because God doesn't fail. And as long as you're walking with Him, you don't either. Someone told me one day, you're going to have to take a leap of faith, girl. And I said, well, what happens if this leap isn't the leap I was supposed to take? And they said, well, what's the worst thing that can happen? When you leap, you're going to fly or you're going to fall. And I said, yeah, sometimes when you fall, you die. So I don't know if that was a good thing to say to Meek child, because all I pictured is me jumping off a cliff. And she said, well, when you're with God, you don't die. You know, when you're with God, you either fly or you learn. And as long as you seek God about when the right time to leap is, He'll carry you through the rest. And it rings over and over again in my head every time I get to a difficult space in my journey that, you know, when I feel like God is nudging me and I'm just standing on the edge of the cliff and I feel like God is saying, okay, one, two, three, go. And I'm just standing there. And then He says it again, and then I act like I'm a go, but then I, wait, count one more time, count one more time. And God be done counted 50 million times, and I'm still standing there because I'm so afraid of what's going to happen once I jump. And then every time I finally get to the place where I listen and I jump, I realize that there was ground there, that it was an optical illusion, and it looked much scarier than it really was. And once I took that step, suddenly where I was going next appeared, and it wasn't frightening at all. And then I end up mad at myself that I took so long to take the leap, because dang, I could have been here. So either way, I just want to encourage you to, you know, get closer to God and figure out when you're supposed to take that leap or when you're supposed to move out of that space. Just don't you ever get too comfortable. Don't you allow the ways of this world or whatever fort you have built in it to prohibit you from going after everything that God has for you in this world. Because, friend, I promise you, every level that God has for you is greater than the one before. But some of that stuff, you just got to let go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You right now for those who have joined into Jesus and Coffee Podcast. Lord, I thank You for all of these weeks that we have committed to meeting one another once a week to just, you know, just gather and spend some time with You. Lord, I thank You that every episode You give me something to share, and that something enhances the kingdom. It brings people closer to You, and it helps to cultivate whatever journey they are on to bring them closer to the vision that You have for them and their lives. Lord, I thank You for the perfect plan You have created for each and every one of us. Lord, I thank You that there are leaders on this podcast right now. Lord, I thank You that there are innovators on this podcast right now. Lord, I thank You that there are people on this podcast right now that are going to create something that is going to change the lives of so many others. Lord, I just thank You that it is happening, that it's not a thought, it's not a wish. And although it's covered in prayer, Lord, it already is because You said it. So I just thank You that You've not only given us the vision, but You've brought us one another to keep us going along the way. Lord, I thank You for whatever this day brings. Lord, I thank You for the yeses and the nos. I thank You for the doors that are opening and the doors that are closing. I thank You that You've given us the gift of discernment to be able to know when something is good and something is not good for us, Lord. And then even if something is good, Lord, that doesn't mean it's ours. So Lord, I just ask that You would continue to light the path, continue to carry us when we can't carry ourselves, and continue to send us a network of individuals that think, that move, and that are like You. We thank You, we love You, we honor You, and we ask that You would continue to build us up to be people that resemble You in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friend, thanks again for tuning in today, and I hope I'll catch you again next week. Don't forget, there is a Jesus and Coffee book available. It is not one that you read with the podcast. It's not that type of deal. It's just named Jesus and Coffee, and it's a 21-day devotional. Each day has its own message, and it comes with Bible references and journal components. So if you are a person that loves daily devotionals, Jesus and Coffee 21-Day Daily Devotional on Amazon might be for you. Later.